Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Here's Taylor Eldridge from the Wichita Eagle, Kansas.com. Covers Wichita State athletics and really a lot of other things involving sports here in our community. Taylor, these are interesting times for Shocker basketball. It's a strange feeling I have at the moment. What's the feedback you're getting out there from your readers and people you talk to?
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone's disappointed. You know, the season began with some promise, and, you know, it was really that three-day stretch, you know, when they get blown out at DePaul and then turn around and lose at home to Kansas City. That's kind of where the turning point began. And, you know, the K-State win, that was nice, but I think fans are, you know, it's not enough. You know, an 0-2 start for the fourth straight year in conference play, and to get blown out at home, you know, by a South Florida team that was nowhere near as good as it was last year. I think it's just disappointing, frustrating. You know, I've heard, you know, apathy is starting to set in. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the mood right now. It's pretty gloomy. It's going to take a lot of, you know, winning and a lot of winning to turn this thing around.
Do you get the feeling that there's nowhere to go but up at this point? That loss to South Florida was depressing in a lot of ways. You want it to be rock bottom, I'm sure, if you're Wichita State or a fan. Can it get worse, in your opinion, or does that have to be the low point?
I think it can get worse. You know, they started out last year you know, I think they were like 1-8 or something in conference play. So it can get worse, but you know, I think this team has the pieces to turn it around. You know, it is early, you know, only 2 games in the conference season, but yeah, I mean, for a veteran team, you know, when you're only playing, you know, pretty much seniors and one junior and Corey Washington, pretty disappointing that, you know, whatever message the coaching staff is trying to get across, it's just not translating. You know, it's not carrying over to games. You know, they say all the right things after the games. You know, obviously Paul Mills is a very smart coach. You know, he knows what the issues are. But for the team to come back out, you know, one game, you know, you give up 91 points on the road at Temple. You know, defense is the issue. We got to get locked in. We got to be, you know, better energy, better effort. And then you turn right around. The very first, you know, 4 minutes of that South Florida game at home, you know, they give up 16 points. You know, they foul a three-point shooter, turn it over against the press, give up a three. They're down 6-0 on the first 30 seconds. So that's what's the most troubling part to me is that, you know, this is a veteran group, and, like, that message isn't getting across. But it is early. You know, there's time for them to turn it around. But, yeah, there's a lot of work to do.
And that kind of was leads into my question, because it was all about the defense. You normally hear in Wichita, defense is strong, and it doesn't matter where you're at. Defense is an effort. Usually effort will keep you in a game on the defensive side of the ball. Is that the biggest problem? Is it the effort? Is it just the what can you narrow it down? You've watched more than I have.
Yeah, I mean, I think a little bit is effort. I think a lot of it's execution. You know, for the Temple game, for example, you know, the scouting report, Jamal Mashburn Jr., you know, one of the best scorers in the conference, force him left. You know, do whatever you can to make him go left. And you saw a lot in the first 10 minutes of that game, WSU's defense not forcing him left, letting him get to that preferred right hand, and he did some damage. You know, in the second half, there was one where they forced him to go right, which is completely opposite of the scouting report. So, yeah, I mean, it's a lot of execution errors. And, I mean, like you said, defense does come down to, you know, heart and desire, effort, you know, all that good stuff. So, yeah, I mean, I think they have to find it in themselves to turn this around because, like I said, like, you know, the coaching staff, you know, they know what the issue is. So I think it's just up to the players right now to, you know, turn this thing around and to show some effort, show some pride on the defensive end, because I think that's where this gets turned around. You know, better defense is going to lead to better offense, I think. You know, if the more stops they get, the more turnovers they force, that's going to lead to more transition opportunities where this team is able to score more easily. You know, they really struggle in the half court because of the lack of shooting. So the more they can run, the more they can get out, the better it's going to be for them. And the only way to do that is to get stops on defense.
Taylor Eldridge with us from the Wichita Eagle. And as I listen to Taylor talk and you guys ask your questions, you know, you talk about how much experience this team has. I'm not sure that works in their favor, frankly. Most of these players are here on a 1 or 2 year NIL deal. I don't know how much they invest in the team. I just, everything about college sports right now, and particularly Wichita State basketball, is just kind of a mystery to me. I'm not even sure I can comprehend what's happening. You saw a very very small crowd. Of course, weather played a part in that for the game against South Florida. Jeff made the point that NIL and Jason as well, that NIL and transfer portal probably works against Wichita State in a way that maybe it doesn't even work against other schools in the country. Because this university and this program is so community-oriented that it's easy for people to check out when things don't go well. Is there any validity to that sentiment?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. That's the million-dollar question. I think it is, you know, frustrating. I think fans, particularly Wichita State fans, but you see this all across the country that, you know, fans are you know, yearning for like those old days where, you know, players would stay for, you know, 3, 4, 5 years and you could, you know, get to know the team and, you know, see that progress, see that development year over year. And that's just not the way it's going to be moving forward, you know, at least in the near future, because, you know, this is going to be a, you know, a 1 to 2 year cycle, you know, 2 year cycle max. You know, I said after Kenny Poto left, after last year, I was like, when's the next 4 year shocker? When's that going to happen? So that's kind of the new reality. And I think you're right. You know, I think Wichita State fans are, you know, they just don't like the current environment of college basketball. Then you throw that on top of, you know, the Shocker basketball program just kind of falling off. And, you know, they haven't been, you know, championship contenders since, you know, the COVID year. And that was the year that, you know, fans couldn't come to the arena. So, you know, it's been a long time since the Roundhouse was, you know, full of energy. You know, the team was playing well. And, yeah, I mean, I think it's just kind of really taking a toll on the fan base that don't like where, you know, this new college basketball is trending.
Yeah, and it's hard to even blame coaching. I know you talked about how maybe the message isn't getting through, but what – I mean, I know players want to win, but when they're coming here for money and on business, like, it's just they don't even know Paul Mills probably very well. It's like, why would that translate? It's hard. You basically, like, in building a team, you have to get lucky that it can form some form of identity like Wichita State has in the past. Is it even possible to have an identity as a team, or do you just have to – hope you somehow find a good collection of players?
Yeah, I mean, I think there is some luck involved, you know, in the portal when you're trying to build teams, you know, from scratch or from a year-to-year basis. I would, you know, push back a little. I don't think, you know, Wichita State players, you know, I don't think it's a very transactional like it is at some other places. It's not like they're here on, you know, a big money contract. And I think, you know, Mills and their staff, they do a good job of vetting players, vetting their families, making sure that there's going to be buy-in. So I do think they care. But, you know, if you listen to Mills talk about it, it's just they're going about it the right way. You know, they all want to win. They clearly want to turn this thing around. But, you know, they're just not playing in a way that's going to let them, you know, maximize their, you know, this team is limited. Let's be honest. You know, there's flaws to this team. They don't have outside shooting. You know, they don't have like that one guy that can just take over on offense. So, you know, they have to play a pretty particular way, very, you know, disciplined. And right now they're just not doing it. So, yeah, I mean, I don't think it's so much that where it's just like, you know, these are one-year, you know, mercenaries. They don't care about Wichita State. I do think they care about, you know, the team. But, yeah, I mean, they just have to go about it a different way.
Well, and see, to that point, Taylor, I feel that it's totally different. I feel that you got a bunch of seniors here that obviously – didn't stay to their schools last year to keep them as seniors. And so when it comes down to it, are they just, you know what, if I can get more money here, I'm going to go there? It's not that they're bad guys or they don't want to win, but if things just don't go that well, it's kind of whatever. I'm only going to be there a year and see you later. Wouldn't it be better off just trying to go get younger guys and just trying to play them anyway and then hope to try to keep some of those guys? Is that one way that teams might start looking at this situation?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, there's going to be examples you can probably pull from all different, you know, strategies. You know, we've seen teams go, you know, very similar. I think South Carolina last year, very similar to what Mills tried to do this year. You know, they had a, you know, pretty mediocre first year under first year coach. And then they went to the portal, hit the portal hard, went after experience, and then they won, I think, 25, 26 games. So, you know, there is, you know, proof that this strategy can work, you know, trying to go after experienced guys. In theory, it sounds good, but clearly, you know, it's not working right now for Wichita State. You know, the risk of getting the younger guys is that they can, you know, obviously leave after a year. So, you know, if you get the seniors, you know, this is it for them. You know, you would think that they would have some motivation their final year. So I think you're going to see, you know, the majority of college basketball, you know, they want to get old and stay old, and that's how they're doing it in the portal. So I think the, you know, most teams are going to trend towards wanting older players, more experience. But, you know, we've seen all different kinds of strategies work. You know, you look at what Ben McCollum is doing at Drake. You know, he's having a great deal of success his first year. So, you know, you can get it done in all sorts of different ways. And, yeah, I mean, I think there's just some luck involved with how things are going to mesh. And, you know, Wichita State, you can't predict, you know, Ronnie DeGray would get hurt, you know, for 2 months. And, you know, Zane Meek's basically been a zero. I don't know if he's going to play at all this year. You know, couldn't see that coming, although he's been hurt his whole career. So maybe you could. But, yeah, I mean, they've had some bad injury luck. But also, you know, the pieces just haven't fit together like they were thinking.
Well, the old columnist in me has a lot to say. But Taylor, you've done a whale of a job answering our questions today. I appreciate it. And we'll have you on again soon, okay?
Sounds good. All right. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is the refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.